Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
First things first, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Well, shifting to electric vehicles is an essential part of tackling climate change. And even with Tesla seemingly at the forefront, China is arguably doing better than the West. Well, China buys more EVs than any other nation. What about Southeast Asia and even here in Singapore? What seems to be holding the mass adoption of electric vehicles back for this region?
The answer doesn't seem to lie in big business or government investing millions in infrastructure, it seems, but it's SMEs, the ones you see every day on the streets. Policymakers and private organizations should target SMEs, like fleet owners and logistics firms, who can drive electric vehicle adoption, develop the right infrastructure, and drive wider adoption. Dr. Saurabh Markandeya, co-CEO of the Shadow Group, a Singapore-based company that provides electric vehicle technology and charging infrastructure, joins us today. Now, electric vehicles are all the rage these days, with governments providing millions of dollars worth of tax breaks and subsidies. But a quick look on the streets and LTA data, there were only just under 500 pure EVs out of a total of almost 615,000, up from just 12 EVs in 2016. What's the holdup, you think, Doc?
Well, I think the overall problem lies in the challenges to create the necessary infrastructure. Most of the Asian cities have a lot of land scarcity. Secondly, the initial cost of erecting such infrastructure in terms of charging stations. So on one aspect is the infrastructure. The other part is the technology and the cost of technology. As we see that most of the electric vehicles take longer charging times, the fastest being about 2 years. Two hours of time. So these are is possible with the specialized high power charging stations. So these are sort of some of the major limitations from the user point of view, why they don't want to adapt the electric mobility right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can we speed up adoption of electric vehicles?
Well, I think for speeded adoption, we need to have a wide infrastructure installation in terms of charging stations. The second most important aspect is the financing of electric vehicles, because as you see, most of the automotive sales are supported by bank financing. So we need to have attractive bank financing models so as to attract the customers for adaptation of electric vehicles.
So maybe tax breaks and more investment is needed will help?
From the government point of view, yes, they can provide the tax breaks as well as the incentives. However, most of the end consumers, they buy electric vehicles by taking loan from the bank. Electric vehicles being costly when it comes to buying of their cost, bank has to give them a good bank interest rates, lower interest rates, so that it becomes affordable for end consumers to buy expensive electric vehicles at this point.
Mm-hmm. On a consumer level, what are the biggest misconceptions about electric vehicles?
Well, I think primarily it is in the form of performance, that most of the people perceive that electric vehicles do not have the necessary performance to carry out mainstream tasks. For example, the cargo vehicles, it is a general perception that the electric cargo vehicles cannot carry loads, climb gradients like flyovers, and travel at a higher speed. So from the usage point of view, this is one of the major misconceptions. However, people also needs to be educated regarding their operating costs. Like electric vehicles, the cost of electricity is very less, so the operating cost is very less. So this is one of the most important parameter which people are not aware, that even if the electric vehicles are expensive to buy, the initial cost, however, over a period of next, let's say, 3 to 5 years, we'll be saving a lot of money on the operating cost of it.
But Dr. Saurabh, one of the biggest problems with electric vehicles is battery life, and it takes time to charge, a couple of hours. How can we overcome this? But I feel as though if we had that answer, we'd all be millionaires.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the major challenge as well as is the battery charging time as well as the battery life. I think across the globe, most of the topmost universities are trying to solve this problem. However, at Shadow, I think we already have found the problem, that problem and the solution, that from the general batteries point of view, they store the energy in the form of chemical energy. However, we found a way to store it in an electrical form, and that's what proves their life more than about 25 years. And at the same time, it takes barely 5 to 10 minutes of charging. So I think Shadow is one of the leading company in the whole Asia who has demonstrated a 10-minute charging time cargo vehicles. And I think this is sort of a new revolution in electric mobility scenario.
Tell us if EV technology maybe is moving too fast for proper standards to catch up.
Well, I think in the present fast technology growing era, I believe definitely the standards as well as the governmental regulations will definitely lag behind. However, from an electric mobility point of view, what I believe is it is important that the governmental policies should be technology agnostic, and they should the regulations should be such that they support any technology which creates environmental friendly atmosphere and saves from the carbon emissions. So I think this is definitely going to happen, but we need to be technology agnostic in terms of policies.
Mm-hmm. Well, the EU have recently mandated noise requirements for low-speed electric vehicles. I mean, four-wheeler only, and this is under 12 miles per hour, we know. This is mainly for pedestrian safety. I mean, do you agree with requiring EVs to kind of emit noise? And if so, what should that noise be, and how loud should it be?
It should yell at you.
That's very important because, as you see, there is a growing trend of pedestrian getting busy with gadgets, mobile phones. Most of them, they use earphones and talk while walking on the pedestrians. So mostly it is for the pedestrian safety, there is a need of such kind of noise, should be some basic level of noise, which is comfortable for the pedestrians also. I believe, as a part of recommendation, I see that a low-pitched humming noise can be a comfortable as well as alarming for the pedestrians. But that's important till the moment people become habitual of having electric vehicles on the road.
It's going to have to be quite loud, though, Dr. Saurabh, to pass through the blasting of my favorite band in my earphones. Now, Singapore has already started investing in and testing electric vehicles. Now, Shadow Group is a Singaporean company, but you're starting your expansion in India. Why?
As a vision of Shadow Group, we want to create a mass impact by via electric mobility technologies that we have developed. I believe the Indian market, at the same time the Asian market, they are quite huge in size, which gives us an opportunity to create that kind of mass impact. As you see, the Indian government recently has declared many EV-friendly policies, including the tax breaks and support in terms of infrastructure installation. So we want to sort of create a model to deploy our electric mobility ecosystem, prove them that they can make a huge difference on cities, and then adapt these city-level ecosystem models and expand them in the whole Southeast Asia.
Hey, what about us here in Singapore?
Well, I think Singapore is very small market. At the same time, the number of vehicles deployed on the roads is also sort of restricted. So from a mass impact point of view, Singapore is a potential country who can become that messenger to the world that they can convert the whole electric mobility in next 10 years, because it's a small, closed ecosystem. I think Singapore can create that example to the world that if there are serious efforts, you can actually move to 100% mobility adaptation.
Mm-hmm. Nice to hear that from you. Okay, you have mentioned that SMEs are from fleet owners to logistics firms could be the driving force that pushes EV adoption. I mean, how is Shadow, as your company, how is Shadow a part of this?
One of our major focused today is to cater or penetrate the market via SMEs and logistics. And there's a very important reason behind that. Electric mobility adaptation can happen naturally if there is a benefit to the end users. And I believe electric vehicles whose operating costs are really low can become the primary reason for these fleet owners to naturally adapt electric vehicles. And so that we can, once there are number of electric vehicles being utilized for their businesses, we can also afford to have the necessary infrastructure. So basically, number of vehicles on the road and the infrastructure go hand in hand. So by using electric vehicles for the businesses, will create the necessary initial momentum for electric vehicle adaptation on the ground, and then we can open those infrastructure also to the end customers. So I think this is more like a strategy to transition from conventional vehicles today to electric mobility in future.
Dr. Sarab, let's do some crystal ball gazing, if you will. How much more electrification can we see on our roads in the next 5 to 10 years, you think?
I believe if I look at it from a Singapore point of view, I think there'll be a huge possibility to convert substantial vehicles, passenger vehicles buses into electric vehicles in next five years. And if there are substantial efforts from both industry as well as government, I think, as I said, Singapore can completely convert into EV ecosystem in next 10 years. But when I look at it from the South Asian countries' point of view, the larger economies like India, Indonesia, I think at least they'll be able to create about 30-35% EV penetration by 2030.
Dr. Sarab Markandeya, co-CEO of the Shadow Group, a Singapore-based company that provides electric vehicle technology and charging infrastructure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.